The World Cup kicks off this week in a match between Brazil and Croatia in Sao Paulo. Ratings for the world's most widely viewed sporting event are projected to be the highest ever. We need a preview of the tournament, so we have called up Alan Black and David Henry Sterry. Together, they wrote the book The Glorious World Cup, so they know what they're talking about. Thanks so much for being with us, you two.
Great to be here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, let's start out our conversation talking about Team USA. Power forward, overall soccer superstar Landon Donovan is not going to be playing in the World Cup. Is this going to hurt the Americans' chances?
Well, I think the Donovan case comes down to when you annoy the boss, then the boss is not going to take you to the show.
We should say this is one of the reasons that U.S. head coach Jurgen Klinsmann decided to cut him from the team, essentially.
First of all, he just took time off. And when you're in world-class soccer, you don't tell your German coach you're going to find yourself. You just don't do that. And he came back and he was kind of out of shape. But I think it was a gigantic mistake on the part of Klinsmann, because there are so few Americans who have the experience of scoring a World Cup goal in the last minutes of a game that sends your team to victory.
So what does that mean for Team USA, Alan? Are they in a position to do well in this World Cup, or are expectations pretty low?
Well, the group is very difficult. It's called the group of death. I always wondered what the group of life was in the World Cup.
The group of life.
But
yes.
You always need a bit of luck in a game of soccer. And the US, if they can just trade a little bit of the cards in, then we have a chance.
Can we talk about England? This is
why.
Why?
Just kidding.
I mean, this is a football powerhouse. This is a country that's produced a lot of huge soccer stars internationally, but they haven't won a World Cup since they hosted in 1966.
Well, let me clear my conscience with my English brethren. Usually, the English build up the whole World Cup hysteria, and it never pays off. So this time round, there's been a much more level-headed approach, a modesty.
They always have incredibly talented players, but just when they should be playing their best, that's when they tend to play their worst. And if they can sort of overcome this existential malaise, they actually could, you know, go to the semifinals. They actually could.
I'm going to pivot now to the issue of cheating, because recently the New York Times got a hold of an internal FIFA report that said there's some match fixing that took place specifically in the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. How do these accusations taint? Do they taint the current tournament?
Well, it is a major problem. I think the question is FIFA needs to look at its own internal mechanisms to come up with some sort of independent board which can examine some of the contracts and the way that the World Cup is awarded and everything else connected with FIFA. So I think FIFA in itself, though, is an organisation that, you know, advocating, you know, a certain amount of positivity for world football. Without it, we wouldn't be having the World Cup. There's no doubt about that. So I think we need to look at it in a way that can reform it, as opposed to just constantly putting it up there on the coconut shy and throwing coconuts at it.
Because nevertheless, this is happening. Millions of people will be tuning in, if not flying to Brazil to watch these games in person. Who's going to win? Realistically, who has the best shot?
I always root for the Italians, because the Italians always manage to bring the opera right at the end of the tournament.
They do. Well, I don't think there's really any question in almost everybody's mind that Brazil is probably going to win. It's in their home country. I was just doing some research. I think Nostradamus originally predicted that if Brazil loses when they are the host, it will be the first sign of the apocalypse. So if they don't win, we're all essentially going to die.
So we all need to root for Brazil.
We have to, yes.
Alan Black and David Henry Sterry, they co-authored the book, The Glorious World Cup. Thanks to you both. Happy
Thanks so
game
much.
Watching.
Thanks so much.
Thank
Thanks for having much. Us. Enjoy the World Cup.
Thanks. One world, one fight, whole world, one night, one place, Brazil.